The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat! Make the trip, you won't be sorry! Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Rock Wars, the wake up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Just dawned on me how weird it is that we have M&P Guns as a sponsor for What Would Brady Do, and so many people are on the edge. I didn't even dawn. Like, I just read a couple of them. Like, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm like, maybe we shouldn't tell them where guns are. But you know what? All you normal folks, if you were looking for guns, that's the place to go. M&P Guns. It's amazing. Their deals are great. They got all the ammo you'd ever need. They're on 12th Street in Indian School, and they bring you What Would Brady Do each and every Monday.
I was just there last week, actually.
What'd you get?
I wanted to pick up some new, you know, in the commercial, I basically say, you know, if they don't got it, they'll get it.
Yeah.
Well, Byron proved that right. I needed some special sights from Glock that only Glock had.
Really?
And he called his buddy Mike over there at Glock and hooked me up with the sights, and I got a new bag and
no
everything.
Kidding.
Oh, yeah. So,
right
I mean,
you got a Glock bag?
Oh, yeah.
If they don't got it,
they'll get it.
They'll get it. Brett proves it.
And tons of ammo, too, in stock there. So definitely hit them up.
I read somewhere yesterday that there's been like a little fall off. From the frenzy of buying ammo.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier now. So they should be double stocked.
Yeah, they're getting it in. Yep.
That's great. All right, good. There you go. M&P Guns, 12th Street and Indian School. Proud sponsors of What Would Brady Do? And some of these are going to be. Dear Brady, you're going to love this one. I just found out my husband was involved in a murder in 1988. It was in Georgia. He was part of the planning and helped secure the means to the murder. At the last second, he decided to not be part of it. But the murder still happened. My husband told on the guys and was given protection, and he's never said a word to me about this until Friday because it was the anniversary of the murder. His friend who did it will be able to get out this year. How do I handle this, Stacy?
Wow.
Back in the 80s.
You got a year to handle it and then leave.
You think you get out of there when his friend's getting out of the can?
It'd be interesting.
He's the
rat. He's the snitch.
Yeah.
Make sure you got life insurance on him.
Exactly.
Because that's done.
That's a great
thing. There it is. Super Italian moment right there, and you couldn't be more right. Get life insurance on this guy and stick it out. And also maybe go up to Tactical Black and get some training and learn how to fire a weapon.
M&P
Guns. M&P Guns. We get all our sponsors involved. Get a Jeep over there at Larry H. Miller and drive out a Dodge. So what I'm saying there? I got two of them in.
He was in a tough situation, too, because he was the planning. He wasn't the...
He was just involved
in it.
But yeah, he's the rat.
He was an accessory.
He's
the rat. And got protection and ratted them out and didn't serve a day. And
first of all, his mistake was he told her.
Yeah. Sure. Why after 30 years do you say a word? It's just eating you up, I guess. You leave
the
that
in. The fact
that
maybe less, you got a year to prepare.
Maybe
for when
that,
Lefty gets out.
Yeah, it sounds like he's worried.
Loose lips sink ships.
Boy, that's a fact. And if you're an accessory to murder, shut up. If you've gotten away with it this long, what you need to do is just keep an eye out for that guy. You don't know what he looks like, though.
Rats get bats.
Oh. Snitches get stitches.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy clearly thinks someone's coming after him. Well, if he got protection before, and I don't know how it works, Brad, I look at you. When you get the protection, can't you go back and go, hey, when he gets out, I want my family.
I don't know. I don't ever do that kind of stuff.
I don't do that.
I wouldn't know how a rat behaves because I ain't one.
Wow. So if you found this out, what would you do? You stick around? Late 80s, I was part of a murder. I snitched. I got protected. They sent me on my way.
Name's I wouldn't feel real comfortable being, you know, hanging out with you or being the significant other because what is payback?
Why lay that on her?
If there is payback coming, you'd think you'd make the list a little bit. You're in the top five of things how I could hurt the dude that ratted on me.
Oh, the wife is target
right.
One. Yeah, you don't necessarily go after the rat so much.
Yeah.
You took everything from me.
I take everything from you. That's how people who've been ratted out behave. And then you live with, and he's clearly he's murdered before.
Maybe he has been visiting the guy every year.
But hopefully, maybe they're best
Look,
friends.
Look, I had to hopefully, take a deal.
Hopefully in his 32 years in jail, evidently. Well, that's 32 years since the murder, so it's probably 30 years since he went in.
He did not get out for good behavior.
Well, no, it did that's the 25. It's 25 to life, most of the time life.
Oh, yeah.
So he's probably in there for all sorts of other stuff,
So there's no guarantee he's getting out next year.
No, but he's available. Like I think that's what you're saying. He's up
discussion.
For getting out. But if he's fooled the parole board after 30 years to where they're like, you know what, he can get out now. He probably won't be able to travel. Probably have to stay.
It's not going to stop anything.
Well, no, or if he's willing to kill you, he's going to break that.
Yeah.
Even old Red.
Find out if you can get some medical records, see what kind of shape he's in.
Do you stick around?
No.
I don't think I do either.
You get the life insurance paid up.
I think you get that life insurance. You're like, I don't know what I do. But you tell me when he gets out. But if after 30 years the dude in the joint still hasn't, you've had zero clues that this has gone on, he's not coming after you.
I wouldn't.
Because he could have done something.
There's a good chance that he's not.
Right?
Sure, the last thing he wants to do is go back in. Too.
But this doesn't sound like a real
professional. But he could arrange.
Some of them don't care.
Some of them don't. After 30 years.
I want revenge. I don't care. I'll go back.
It sounds like they're pretty young. So probably in their 50s.
Because even in Shawshank, they were talking about being institutionalized after a while. It's like you can't handle them.
Crimes to go back to what you know.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy that got out last week in New York for robbing a bank, and within 24 hours, robbed three banks back in.
It's the reason why Brooks killed himself.
Yeah.
He couldn't take handle it. He
did 15 years.
This place does things to you. Jeez, that's a toughie. So you say you'd stick around?
For a year.
You stay until that guy gets out.
I'm going to, I'm staying until... Well, if he gets out, then we start changing
but the
stuff.
News
but there's no guarantee he's getting out.
You being married to a rat doesn't change anything?
Yeah, it does. There's a little ripple in the water
that's
there,
kept
for
that
sure.
from you for 30 plus? Like, never, ever.
I mean, it's different when I'm talking to my, Uncle Rusty.
Right. But that's the story of that guy's life.
Yeah.
You didn't know anything about it. I mean, that is the headline of that guy's existence. That's it. Everything else has been second, and he's never told you the headline. And shame on you, by the way, for not doing a little investigating with his family. Nobody's peeped.
Well, and the guy couldn't keep his mouth shut 30 years ago, but he kept it from you for 30 years.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. He saved himself and then did it again by not talking.
I hope it doesn't affect their membership at Desert Mountain Golf Club.
Maybe he's low.
Because after that, he just went on the straight and narrow.
Good luck. They're from Georgia, Brady. That murder was in the woods. Send me a picture of your house, Stacey. I want to see where you guys are living. Because if it's up there at Silverleaf or something.
Hopefully it had nothing to do with blueberry farmers down there, down south,
I paint houses. I grow blueberries. Dear Brady, quick and easy. Dad's turned gay. Told us about it in 2018. And now he wants to introduce us to his new mate, who is a 24-year-old boy from the Philippines or Vietnam or something. It's disgusting. Come on, man, starts the next paragraph. Do I have to accept this? My dad was my hero, my football coach, my baseball coach. Now I get to meet the foreign twink that's beeholing my old man. Greatest phrase ever. It's too long for a band name, but you could call it, the album could be Foreign Twink Beeholing My Dad. My brother's a total lib woke idiot. We barely talk. He's all for this. Sister is totally not comfortable, but she's willing to pretend. I don't know what to do. What would Brady do? David. I get to meet the foreign twink beholing my dad. At least you have a dad, said Toledo.
Oh.
Now you've got two. Show off.
Once he goes through this phase, I'm just kidding. No, you're going to have to eventually accept it. Maybe this isn't the time.
Do you
want to move? Absolutely.
The gay part you can accept. The new twink boyfriend, you don't need to get too close. That guy's not sticking
around. No, I mean.
The 24-year-old toy?
You could talk to your dad and say, look, I'm right now accepting the news that you gave us in 2018, doing the best I can, but I don't really care to meet.
The temporary.
Yeah.
Like, make it a permanent. Like if the 24-year-old, well, that's what he likes, though. He's into the boy toy.
Right.
But, and he's evidently serious enough to say, I want to introduce my kids to you.
Yeah. So the, maybe that was the reason why. I don't know.
Now, Michael and Troy.
In 2018, he found love. And
yeah. Across the street from me, Michael and Troy have friends. And the older gentleman who is very much well off, I'll say.
Yeah.
He's got a really cool old car that is like, I don't know how much that thing's worth. And he has a twink, and that aged out, and he got a new one.
Traded it in.
He traded it in. And I just found that out when I was talking to Michael and Troy last week. He's like, oh, no, that one's gone. And this guy's like 80.
Yeah.
And he just piles into these young boys. I mean, it is a clown car of dong.
You don't know that.
I do know
that. The other way around.
I've been in the pool with the two of them. I had to go home. We were at Michael and Troy's pool party, and they were – the older guy was just dangling his feet, and the Filipino was
way too many water weenies in there.
They were affectionate.
Pool noodles.
They were affectionate. I was having the time of my life. I thought it was hilarious. And then, and I'm not kidding, and then one of those tarantula
wasps
started walking around on the deck of the pool, and it was, I mean, people ran less in Nagasaki. I mean, it was
everybody screaming.
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, 9/11 had a calmer reaction than what went on when the
building was started. Yeah.
Oh, it was just crazy. I told him what it was, and it was the end of the world. I'm like, this is why I come here. Stereotypes. You're right, you guys. They're fake. But I was afraid of that thing too. I'm not gonna lie. I was running around with them. They scared me to death. The gays. No, I'm saying the tarantula.
Oh, okay.
Meet your
the twin.
I think you should.
Hey, look, you listen to this show. You got a sense of humor. This is great storytelling.
And if you have some questions,
look, open the door.
Yeah,
be open about it. Your old man's gay now. It's rough. Take the punch. The way Brady talks about his daughter, you just have to deal with reality. She's got big feet. You're in so much trouble, Brady. No doubt about it.
It sounds like Boogie Nights. Is he running around throwing firecrackers every 5 seconds, too, or what?
Your dad's gone full. Now you just go meet the young guy and just laugh it out. Have fun. Be you at the dinner and just go. So you're the say exactly what you said to me. So you're the foreign guy beholding my old man, huh?
Oh, jeez, you guys are so dirty.
We are.
But I want to be in your old man right now.
Yeah, I bet you do. You two make me sick.
Thanks, Arno.
But you like it? Do we go karaoke? You like the karaoke?
You'll be tired of Journey.
Some Journey songs.
Yeah. And Manny Pacquiao.
But now I come.
Good. This keeps him from beholding my old man. Give him another Journey song to sing.
But I vote for Manny Pacquiao. He could be president of the Philippines.
It's great. This is great. You want more hot dogs?
Oh, I love hot dog. But two hot dog, please.
Of course you love hot dogs. Have fun with it.
Why, good chance he's a nurse. Take care of your dad.
There's a great chance he's a nurse. He's Filipino and he's a man. There's a good chance he's going to be a hospice nurse. Brady makes a great point. They take care of the elderly great. And sometimes they take care of them in ways you can't imagine. Unfortunately, you're going
to best.
It. Yeah. It would be tough, though, if Dan introduced me to his twink Filipino boyfriend, if my dad did it. Every word that came out of his mouth would be,
your dad.
That's all I'd hear him say.
No matter what he's saying.
No matter what he's saying. He could be saying,
but what do you do for a living?
All I'd hear is,
I like to put my in my dad's mouth.
All you're hearing is,
yeah. Is he choking to death? That's all I hear.
But
is he choking on a balut? Have fun with it. Life's too short. Your dad's getting beholed by a little foreign lady boy.
It is, your whole life. Have fun. And all of a sudden.
It's an adjustment.
It's Caitlin news.
Look, my dad's dressing like a cowboy now. Any day he can make the announcement.
Although you hear some family members or people that knew the family members, they're like, they knew a long time.
Yeah, it seems like everybody kind of always knew. But if you didn't, wouldn't know. Your dad's your hero, and then all of a sudden it's like football coach. You just see him a certain way.
My senior year in high school, the girl that I went out with a couple of times, her dad basically dropped that news on them when she was 18.
And did everybody else know?
And it stuck.
Well, yeah.
They're still together. The 30 plus years.
His partner and him?
Yep.
No kidding. Was it a May, December? Ladyboy order up? Or was it a regular?
No, I think I mean, he was younger. I don't think it was the, it was borderline. Kinda. Maybe Twink.
Dinner would be sort of he's exiting Twink.
He's younger. He's a lot younger than
he's a mature Twink. A mature Twink.
Yeah. Which is tough because you know she's a senior in high school getting ready to go to college, and here comes the college boy. Meet my college boyfriend.
Man, meet my college boyfriend. At dinner, that's all I'd hear.
Could I put that, John? Could you pass the dick?
What?
Pass the bread?
Oh, I thought you said something else.
Could you pass your dad's a dick?
Uh-huh.
Huh? But now I come to you with open arms.
Give him some Journey. Your dad will start crying. Next thing you know, they're going to kiss. That'll be the harder. I know that's the harder thing for me with my old man kissing it.
See, Brett's old man pulling parts out of the oven.
I got to make room because Arnell's coming over to make us dinner.
But all these car parts in the oven, you look at everything, kid.
You walk in a little early before dinner, and he's got him up on the car jack.
Oh, come on, no. Man.
Yeah, but he dressed me as a mechanic. No. He dressed me up as a mechanic boy. And but please him as under the car.
He's just on that that hydraulic thing, pumping his midsection up.
Don't talk about pumping.
Like a piston.
That would be great. I'm kind of rooting for my dad to come out. The tables have turned, old man. Dear Brady, my ex-girlfriend and I had crazy sex again after a long, long talk about why we broke up. We banged it out. Then the next day she said, I have to disappear for a little bit. And I haven't heard a word from her except one text saying, all I want is time with you. That was over a month ago. I'm an emotional wreck. I can't find her. No one responds to me. Where is she? What happened, Timothy? Do you know where this guy's
going? My first thought is there's other dong in her life. she's got some side action going, or just has this action going, and she went over because the regretting a little bit. Oh, my ex.
Yeah.
And you go back there, and there's some comfort to that, and then just realize the next day, I don't want this.
Could be. But then why tell him though?
Don't worry, she'll be back. She'll be back.
I think she's coming back.
I think he's a pussy.
Okay.
She'll be. He is. She will. And when I say she'll be back, there's probably a chance she'll be back, but it'll be another one day thing. And
she's sorting.
And then he's going to cry
again.
She's going
to keep you on the hook. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. He's a pussy.
Mess.
He should be happy that she bounced.
Yeah. When she just disappeared.
You got in and you're done.
You closed the door. Yeah,
exactly.
If you can enjoy the bounce every now and then.
Yeah.
You gave her what she's good for and you got her out of Dodge.
But
where's
there's the a reason why, you know, go back to why you broke it off to begin with.
There's that. And also, maybe she's in jail. You're right. Could be other dong. Maybe she's, I have a guy who emails me all the time. His chick went to rehab and won't talk to him anymore. Crazy.
Well, he's got a beer in his hand.
Right. Because he's got a party plan for when she comes back.
Look, there's reasons.
That is tough, though. You get bounced. He was all back in. Let his guard down, and the next thing you know. She owes him an explanation, but do you want it?
No. Man up.
I would. I think it would be nice if she just fired off like a letter and said, "Here's what happened."
Yeah, but
if it doesn't happen,
situation a little bit, Brett, with your folks. I mean, obviously there was a connection still.
They
broke it off, but they're probably getting together every now and then. They're like, you know,
but
what?
Neither
this
one
is
of
starting
them,
to work.
But
again.
Neither one of them disappeared,
right?
You know, and then just went MIA. They
divorced.
Always
they just wanted
remarried,
their space.
Yep. Divorced,
remarried.
They remarried. Wait a minute. Now they're just together, right?
Okay, married, divorced, married, divorced, and now they're just together. Yeah. Okay.
I can't keep up with bananas. But so they kept having coming back, and there's something that would click.
But they always knew it wasn't like one of them just went MIA. Yeah, they split up and stuff, but it wasn't like disappearing act, and the other was wondering what the hell was going on. They knew, they knew when it would end or why it would end. And
were there relationships in between that?
Yeah.
It's crazy that your dad's first, second, and third wife are the same lady.
I know.
That's bananas. Man, between all three of you, I got the most normal life of all, and mine's a disaster. You got all sorts of crap going on.
We keep the disaster at bay.
I just let it out. This is nuts. Here we go. Brady, I'm trying to become a content creator, video editor, and streamer. I recently came into $9,000, and I plan on investing it all into a business I want to create. The job I have now pays $700 a week, and my content creation currently makes about $400 a month with about 3 hours a day at work. I have a child that will be born in August, and I want to give her the best life. Should I leave my job and hope that I can achieve my goals or stay at the current job and maintain stable benefits and okay pay? Oh, that chase the dream or be the sap that lives the middling life just because so, you're making babies.
I think you can still maintain both for a while, chasing the dream. One, you'll need to right off the bat.
Sure.
Especially keep the side gig or the one that's paying the most.
Yeah.
But you can grow that other side of it. And then there will be a point in time where, all right, is this the time to make the leap?
Yeah. But doesn't he say it right here in the email? His regular job pays him better and gives him benefits. The other job takes up 3 hours a day.
Yeah, and he's getting $400.
So work 12-hour days and chase the dream.
You still
while
have time.
Yeah, while you're, you know, fleecing the other place for the money. Perfect.
Yeah, and that one, you know, that particular job, what's great about it is, like you said, it's 24 hours. Yeah. You can work on it no matter when. The other job might be a 9-to-5 or whatever. Okay.
Great advice from a man that I always talk about named Bill Osborne, who used to be the bartender at Tony Roma's and manager and stuff.
Just Gene Wilder.
Looked like
Nicholson.
Gene Wilder, sounded like Jack Nicholson. But, you know, aside from his, when things get heavy, piss and leave, which was his excuse to pee all over something before you get fired, piss and quit, if you see the writing on the wall. Never understood that one, always made me laugh. But his other thing that has always stuck with me was never leave a job until it's lateral, at least. Don't leave something for less. Balance those things. And when the thing that you want becomes even to the thing that you don't want, go.
Yeah.
And that's great advice.
And that.
You got to have that lateral movement now. Piss and leave, son. It's the only way I killed again. That Jacques wants to have sex with you. He's the first one who told me that Jacques the gay waiter liked my 15-year-old body. By the way, that Jacques wants to have sex with you. And Jacques sat in sunglasses and smoked at the end of the bar and said, I'd give you everything I've got just to hear you call me daddy. And Bill lost his mind. You better be careful. You're going to get raped. And I'm not stopping it because it's hilarious. All right, Brady, finally, you find a lamp on your cousin's organic blueberry farm. You rub it, and a genie pops out. What do you ask for? Kirby to have normal-sized girl feet or you to have a bigger dick?
Duh.
Which one?
Kirby needs some feet, man.
You need better feet?
I can't deal with the heat I'm packing.
Right okay.
Here we go.
Do you better your body and your situation, or do you help Kirby with her gigantic feet problem? That you keep bringing up, by the way, earlier this morning, Brady nicknamed his own daughter El Gigante. Not me.
But I don't think my daughter has a foot problem.
Brady. You nicknamed her El Gigante.
Yeah, we're having fun. We're having a good time.
That's a problem.
I didn't nickname her that.
Brett.
I mentioned
that. Yes. You mentioned what?
I just said
no, you're starting
El
to put
Gigante.
It
on you've already got what's coming along.
Here's what we got. You got texts already. That so you're pulling back a little, and
I sent her a picture
of her of what
of Bigfoot? The one that Eggleston
you
did.
You gotta stop.
Where she's got her hands
you're
on
not
my shoulder.
Her friend.
She thought it was very funny.
It's not. You need to defend her honor.
I'm her father, and I've got things under control.
I'm not so sure.
Jesus.
Anyway, back to what we're saying. El Gigante's feet or you? What do you take care of with a genie?
You know,
single.
I'm going.
Single
whatever,
wish can't root for more wishes.
Whether the foot thing, I don't think I would go to make her happy. Out of that.
So you would
because
say.
Because I look at it that I've come this far. I've had life's been really good.
Okay.
And you want your kid to experience
it. You'd rather have her have smaller feet.
If those are hindering her, which they aren't.
So get rid of the pontoons.
Right. You take the canoes off your kids' feet. And you stick it with your micro dick. So you stay micro dick and you get the pontoons off the kids.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
This is why I don't have kids.
This
I'm
is
taking
one
the
reason.
Big crank.
This was never, ever, I got to be honest, this was never a thought in my head on why I didn't have kids, and now it is. Nobody's ever said, yeah, but if you have, what if you have kids and their feet grow bigger than a room? Like, geez, I never thought of that.
Is that a thing?
She's got bigger feet. Like my goof order, my 10 and a half men's goof order that I was going to give to her now, potentially too small.
No, they'll work.
So she's a girl's 13 now.
No.
That's what a men's 11 would be.
I know, but I don't think she's there quite yet.
She's
10
and a half.
On this particular one, they fit better.
All right, bring the shoes in, an honest assessment on whether or not they fit.
She has to like them, too. She hasn't seen them yet.
They're great shoes. Trust me. She'll like them. Great shoes. Nothing special, nothing crazy, no goofy colors. She's going to enjoy them. I just hope they fit.
And thank you, Kirby. I had to borrow a pair of socks from her this weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you pull them all the way up to your hips?
They fit nice.
They look like circulation socks on you?
No, they're like a glove. Fit right into them.
Like a body glove? Like the whole thing?
You know, because mine will stretch them out width-wise. So it kind of brings the length in.
I remember I got drunk at Brady's house, and I'm like, I don't know. They didn't have an extra bed. So Kirby's like, here you go. I was like, what's this? It's a sleeping bag. I'm like, it's just a tube sock. Exactly. I got right in and nestled into that big, beautiful thing. It's great. Anyway, so you'd get her feet smaller, keep your dick the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a hindrance yet. No. Except for the only thing that's a hindrance is that the bully on the radio called her father keeps bringing it up.
Yeah, knock it off.
Yeah, Dad. And his stupid friends who aren't letting this go. Ever. And there you go. That, my friends, is what Brady did to everyone. And he did a good job. Don't quit your job till it's lateral, at the very least. Leave that in your head all the time. It's 98 KUPD. There it is.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.